Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. Hope your day is going well. This is Jim Masters. Always a pleasure to have you here with us, tuning in literally from all around the world. It's extraordinary the response we get and the folks that we have an opportunity to engage with here on Close Up Radio. Absolutely a pleasure to bring these shows to you, for you, from all of us here at Close Up Television and Radio. So here in the host seat, cup of coffee at hand, we invite you to stick with us the next 30 minutes because we are very excited to welcome an extraordinary, talented, passionate, and dedicated guest who's joining us here on the program. She's a speaker, she's a mentor, registered nurse, certified healing practitioner, and author of On Becoming You. And in her private practice, she's committed to one-on-one virtual energy sessions, spiritual guidance, and soul transitions across the country and the world. And she explains how when we slow down the pace of our lives, which I'm all for, and we reflect on our energy field, attuned to higher vibrations, and set our intention to experience joy, we are aligned with our life's purpose. A daily practice, simple tools and techniques really help you stay in balance, to experience harmony. Every part of us must be free of emotional blocks so that energy can flow evenly through us. And by having sessions with Kathy, you can reconnect to the inner guidance systems designed to keep us on track. Subtle energies reverberate through our lives, and once we attune our skills to detect these vibrations, we can make conscious choices aligned with our inner being. Kathy knows all about it because she lives it, walks the walk, talks the talk as well. And she works to correct imbalances that interfere with our optimal well-being and functioning, which you might not even realize is happening. But then once discovered, she can help you work through it with remarkable results through energy healing and dialogue that reveals truths from deep within the soul. And these remarkable, miraculous healing modalities are ancient knowledge used thousands of years ago. And when applied to modern health problems, they safely and effectively combine with the dynamic infrastructure of our body. It's something that she's known for a long time. And as I mentioned, what I think is wonderful about her background is not only is she in tune with energy healing, but she does have that clinical medical experience as well, which I think is a wonderful addition or enhancement to the work that she understands about the human body, mind, and spirit. It all connects together beautifully. So we're very excited to have an opportunity to share this with you. Since she was a young child, she discovered she can tune in to deceased individuals and spirit guides as well. But she only decided to share her incredible gifts in adulthood when she became a nurse and started working with individuals at the end-of-life journey. And her work began really centering around soul transitions and grief. During her early nursing career in the 90s, she learned hands-on energy technique, and she was awestruck by its effectiveness. From 2015 to 2020, she worked with integrative medical teams at Canyon Ranch in Lenox, Massachusetts, performing energy work that included preventative health to lower our risk of getting sick in the first place. It's a pleasure to have her here. We're going to talk about all the wonderful things that she offers to her clients. First, from Feeding Hills, Massachusetts, which is in western Massachusetts, not far from Springfield, let's welcome for the first time energy health practitioner Kathy Pickett to Close Up Radio. Kathy, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And you and I were just having a great chat about how I'm so in tune with what you do. I think the work that you do is very important, of great value, and I think it leaves incredibly positive impacts on people's lives. And I also love the fact that, again, you have that clinical medical background foundation, but then you are open and authentic and affable and understanding the energy that we all have around us. When you decided to then initially pursue this aspect of your career, tell us about that. Healing practitioner, spiritual mentor, and teacher, with this extraordinary background you have in healthcare, what were some of the things that pointed you in the direction of wanting to expand things further for you in the world of energy work?
You know, Jim, it's interesting. When I started the energy work as a nurse at the end of life, I was clearing energy fields, preparing people for transition. You know, when people are transitioning out of the human body, they are more, you know, amenable to forgiveness, accepting their life. You know, nobody brings their gold with them to the other world. So everything kind of comes into balance, and people soften and relax and prepare for these transitions through a deeper understanding of their life journey, through messages from the soul. And I thought, wow, why do this at the end of life? Let's do it earlier on and maybe create this wonderful halo of light around us and live the life we're meant to live much earlier on, so that when we transition at the end of life, we're already clear for takeoff. We can go. So I really started working on preventive health. And because I'm a nurse, the first decade was really around physical health and disease, and then it evolved into more emotional and mental health. And what I realized is that when we're aligned with our spirit and source energy, the higher consciousness, and the earth, and expand our being of light, that we actually have healthier bodies, calmer emotions, clearer minds. So no matter what the issue is, the answer was the same. No matter if it's a relationship problem, financial problems, divorce, I soon realized that all the issues were soul issues. And if we could work with the soul, so because I read energy and can interpret energy in the fields, I can actually communicate with the soul of the living in a way that resonates with them. And once connected, then magic happens. Magic happens. Things can just evaporate that were thought to be problems before, with a clearer understanding of their soul journey. So it's really evolved to a spiritual guidance that I do with the energy work.
So extraordinarily important. And I really like the fact that you sort of incorporate it all in. Maybe you can even, we can define it a little bit more for the listeners. What does it mean to you to be a healing practitioner, a spiritual mentor, and a teacher?
There's this wonderful energy within me, within my soul, that has always been there. And that inner calling was always there. When I awoken to the inner calling, see, I did all of this work with myself. I had a medical crisis at one point that led me into really deeply going into the spirit world and meditation, where Western medicine couldn't help. And I find that traditional medicine is wonderful. It's an ally. But if the soul isn't healing and on path, then the healing never really happens or really holds. So to be present for others going through these transitions and seeing, I'm telling you, they're miracles, because when we shift the energy in a flash, it feels like a miracle. You know, I'd say at least a third of my clients are therapists, psychotherapists, life coaches. And so I feel like I'm working with healers to heal. So there's a ripple effect in what I do. And now that I'm teaching more, it's sending the message out to the world that the soul within you already knows all about you and wants you to listen. So it's about opening up and clearing the path. And it's just, it's amazing how it feels to be present with people and hearing their stories and how their lives have changed over time.
It's for full circle, isn't it? I mean, as they're benefiting from what's happening, it's a beautiful thing that you're experiencing as well, which is terrific. How would you say it's, and again, you have this extraordinary health healthcare background, medical background, how would you say it's different from traditional medicine and therapy?
So it's so interesting. In traditional medicine, we all know, especially today, it's diagnostics, it's testing, it's numbers, it's very almost black and white. You know, it's this or it's that, or we don't know. You know, there's a lot of clinical data that comes from humans. The human's mind did the test, human minds did the science. So it comes from the limited human body to create all of that. But in energy work, reading the energy of the soul, communicating with the soul, communicating with the light beings that are able to help us, it's a whole nother layer. It's a whole nother dimension from the 3D to, say, the 4D or the 5D. It just expands so much in the energy world. And when I went to work on the integrative health team, it's bringing the energy medicine to Western medicine and trying to integrate it. And we all have a role to do. Sometimes an energy adjustment is what's needed versus a medication. And so it's just barely breaking through in some places now that we're able to work together with Western medicine to solve some of these chronic issues. And really the soul is at the core of all of it. So the difference in therapy, when therapists, and I have many therapists as clients, and I've had dozens and dozens of clients that have been in therapy for decades, and after a session, they feel I know more about them than even the therapist did, because in therapy, the person speaks and the therapist speaks about what is happening in the physical world and then the emotions, but I can read the energy, so I have much more information to share. And, you know, people can't tell me one thing and something else be true because I can read the energy of it. And I fine-tuned this over decades and decades of practice and working on this. And it's not about being right or wrong, but it's about getting a conversation going with someone, getting the energy flowing. I share with them what I'm receiving in their energy field. And I can tell when they're on path and I can tell when they're off path based on how they're responding energetically. And I teach them to tune into their own inner guidance. So I reflect back to them what I've sensed and I train them to tune into their own body so they can understand how they're responding to events and circumstances in their world differently.
You know, the career path I mentioned has been extraordinary. What even initially inspired you to go into healthcare, wanting to not only inspire people and empower people, but also, you know, make sure that their needs are met, mind, body, and spirit?
You know, this is interesting, and I'll tell you, I was raised Catholic, and we read about the saints all the time, and all the saints that, you know, they would give everything they have to help poor people, or they would help sick people. And I always thought, wow, wouldn't that be wonderful to help people? It's kind of ingrained in my childhood. And working, I mean, being Catholic, we believed in saints. We believed in beings that we could not see. We prayed to the God, right? So I was very much fluid in that world. And I don't know if the Catholic Church would agree that that's what was happening, but that's what I experienced as a child. So it was always alive in me. It was just a natural, it was like just understanding my nature and following my nature. And that calling was always there, always there. I met a woman that I hadn't seen in 50 years at a high school reunion recently, and she goes, Kathy, did you ever become a nurse? And I'm like, yeah, I did. And I'm doing all this other stuff now. And I explained to her everything I'm doing. Now, I haven't seen her since high school. And she goes, I'm not surprised. It was always in you. So I think when we identify what's always in us, that's when we're successful. That's when we succeed. And the path just seems to illuminate in front of us. Because deep inside, we already know. It's just discovering that mystery within us. Like for you, Jim, you know within you that you're doing what you're meant to do because it feels a certain way in your heart, in your body when you're doing it. And that's the guide I tell everyone. If it feels good, it feels right, it lights you up, you want to tell people about it, that's connected to your soul.
And when you realize that and you discover it, how extraordinary it is, right? Because then you are eager and almost commanded to share it with the world so others can find their joy and their purpose as well, which is incredible. And you're doing that. Mind, body, spirit healing, as we're talking about. It's all very important, right, for the balance, the mind, body, and spirit, all being balanced and experience healing. Because when one is off kilter, it throws off the entire equilibrium.
Yes, of course. And, you know, when we align with our unique essence within, I have a signature phrase that I use in all of my sessions. I have another book coming out. The title of it's going to be This Breath Is For Me. And I tell people to breathe, to quiet their minds, be still. This breath is for me. And then I do a whole guided meditation connecting with the inner being within them to connect to this essence. This breath is for me. And as we breathe in, we connect to that place within us and expand that light through our body and around our body. It naturally balances the mind, body, spirit. You know, I used to focus in on very specific. I'll focus in on the liver or the cancer or the knee or whatever's happening. But I soon realized that when we are vibrant beings of light, the cosmic radiant miracles that we are, that the other things fall into place. And I have to tell you, Jim, I'm very connected to Earth. I'm an Earth being. I'm very connected to Earth and healing Earth. I've worked with soul transitions, you know, souls that get stuck in the aura of the Earth for 4 decades. So and healing the earth. And when we heal one person, they're different with their family, their friends, their colleagues, their community, their country, and the earth. So the real reason, the deep reason for me is about earth and about humanity and all of us being together. And I know one soul that has unconditional love in their heart is more powerful than a million asleep. And so everyone adds a ripple effect around the earth. We don't really understand the power of love in our hearts that we can have for ourselves and others. And I believe that there's more of us than love, than hate. And it's sending that ripple around and releasing whatever holds somebody back from feeling the pure experience of their divinity and their divine light. When people have the energy session and they feel lighter, they feel taller, their face softens, and they feel like they can do anything when all of these blocks are removed, and people around them will say, oh my goodness, you're glowing. Oh my, what happened? Oh, I want some of that. I need to go see Kathy. But it's about the earth. It's about community. It's about humanity. I'm really leveling up to that place. And that's why I'm speaking to you, because I want to get the message out to more people that we can find joy no matter what chaos is in the world. And that peace and love is always in our heart, and it is always connected to divine consciousness and a benevolent universe. And I think we forget that when we're dealing with all the tasks of the day and all the unrest in the world. And so that's my message. There's more of us that love. And we need to share that love with the world. And individually, balancing the energy field is just a tiny, tiny, tiny piece of what I do. It's all of the people that I see that are spreading their light in the world, and so on and so on. It's a ripple effect. And that's why I do this work. I want to raise the vibration for humanity. It's a big job. We need a lot of us on board.
Right, exactly. It takes a village, and one by one, you know, the more people understand, appreciate, and participate, it becomes that pebble in the lake that creates the ripple effect, which is beautiful. Part of all of this, too, is your book on becoming you. What inspired you to write that, and tell us about the book, and congratulations on it.
Well, thank you. I wrote the book. I lectured twice a week for 5 years at Canyon Ranch, and I lectured on energy medicine and then self. Oh, have you been there?
We were just, we were up visiting West Stockbridge and Lee and Lennox last weekend, we were right up in that spot. Fabulous place.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous. So I took everything I taught the main messages from those 5 years based on the response of the audience and the participants, because they were saying, well, where can I learn more about this? Where can I learn more? So I basically put everything in the book as a primer: spiritual guidance, connecting with deceased loved ones, how to develop your intuition, some of my spiritual memoir, and then I have a lot of case studies. And in the end, I have exercises that people can do so they can get their energy systems in balance and to keep them in balance. You know, it's not a magic wand or pixie dust, one session. It actually takes a shift in consciousness and choices. And life keeps hitting us. So we need these practices on a daily basis. So they're in the book as well.
That's fantastic. Again, congratulations on it. I like the title, too, on Becoming You, because it's an ongoing process, right? It's not just, this is it, you're done, regardless of age and background and upbringing and experience and education. We're always becoming, aren't we?
Oh, I love that you said that, Jim, because it's so true. It's always time to start. It's always time to connect. Always. It's never too late. Never. Never too late. Your inner being is always there and wants you to listen and connect with who you really are. It's always there. That was brilliant, Jim. I love that. I might use that. Any age, any time, it doesn't matter. You can connect today and your life will change.
Exactly.
Love
right.
That.
So what are some of the other points that stand out that you think make it unique from other books? And did you have a certain reader in mind, or is it really anybody can benefit from it, the book?
So, because of where I've evolved in my connecting with the non-physical realms, I wanted to have a book that anybody could pick up and read. In fact, most people who read it will say, Kathy, I felt like I was sitting next to you on the couch and you were talking to me. It's very easy to read, and I have clients that reference the book all the time. Oh, I went back to that chapter. I went back to that chapter. I think what makes it unique is my voice and my experiences, and it has so many different facets. It's like a primer. It's like a 101 on the metaphysical or the spiritual world with energy medicine and chakras. So it gives you a taste of a lot of different areas to see kind of what resonates with individuals. And I think that the exercises people find very helpful in the back. It's so fun to hear people say, yes, I'm reading your book, or I went back to your book and I pulled it out and they have felt it helpful. But it's a very easy to read book. And so if someone knows nothing about spirituality, they can read this book and get something out of it.
Now, virtual work that you're doing as well, tell us about the virtual work and what that's about.
So during COVID, as we all had experienced, rather than doing face-to-face, everything kind of went to doing a virtual platform. And I've done energy sessions, probably the furthest, I don't know what's further, Australia or New Zealand, but Europe and South Central America. So I've had clients all over the world, and the energy, reading the energy, managing the energy, shifting the energy is exactly the same as though they're in my room. And I've always known that there's no time or space in the non-physical realms, but to experience and the clients experience it as though they're in the room with me, feeling these shifts in their body and feeling my hands on their body, and they're 3,000 miles away. It's incredible, incredible work. One of the things I really like about it is that I can purely focus on the energy, and I'm not distracted by, you know, are they comfortable on the table? Do they need water? You know, are they twitching? What do I need? And, you know, it takes away that physical part for me, and I can really just be in the non-physical realm with individuals. It's been just absolutely fascinating. And people can replay those virtual sessions because I'll record them, and they have the same experience when they replay the recording and have the session again, because it's energy has imprinted in that energy exchange, and it's always there. So it's kind of like magic that they can still feel energy healing when they replay a session. I've found it fascinating. I've learned a lot by doing that.
That's incredible. That's fantastic. And again, more gifts that you're sharing. to with everybody else. Do you believe that intuitive energy work is becoming more mainstream and more widespread?
You know, it's so interesting. If you ask me, in my world, I think it's spreading. But then when I go to new environments, I recently did a talk on bones and bones and energy medicine. And there was this caution, well, don't say too much about the spiritual or the non-physical, because this is a very left brain group. So when I worked at Canyon Ranch, I was always surprised by how many people were unfamiliar with it. And I think that there's more people familiar with it, but I think it's the tip of the iceberg. I think it really hasn't landed across the entire population. Especially, you know, I'm East Coast, West Coast. Most of my clients, there's very little in the middle, which that's just the way it goes. So I think there's a lot more room to spread this word, which is why I'm talking to you, Jim. I want more people to know there is possible that things can be different for them in their lives. So this is spreading the word, and I appreciate you having me on so that I can do that.
Absolutely. Tell us also about, we've got about maybe 3 minutes left, but maybe you can tell us a couple of things. First, about your gift connecting to the spirit world and angels, and then maybe with that, you can talk about the teaching and offering workshops as well.
Right. Well, actually, this is very interesting because I have a class tonight that I'm teaching on connecting to angels and spirit guides. So if you want to tune in and go to my website, you can take the angel class tonight. But we have these wonderful beings of light that actually are with us before we come into the earth body. They travel with us during our earth journey, and they'll be with us when we go back at the end to the afterlife. So there are these beings of light, soul companions. We, you know, earth people call them angels or spirit guides. What these fields of energy, these vibrant beings of light are here for us, and they're always speaking to us. And I've just been open to hear them because as a child, I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I thought it was great. Take me out of my body. Let's go on a little astral trip. And so I've always been connected to spirit. And so I encourage other people to be as well and to know that it's natural.
That's important, right? Exactly. Do you have a closing message? I mean, you are a cosmic miracle. You matter, I know. That's very important for people to realize that. Tell us about maybe something you can impart with our listeners. And I hope we have you back. We explore some more, maybe even hear some case studies, testimonials. That would be a pleasure, Kathy. But during this episode, anything you'd like to share? Maybe somebody's struggling, somebody's stuck in life, and they're hearing this episode of our series, and they're right on the edge of investing in themselves and making that move. But your closing message or final thought for this episode might be that magic thing that gets them to look in the mirror and say, now's the time.
Well, I will say that you who are suffering, there's a suffering that disconnects you from your inner being. And to remember that you're a radiant cosmic miracle of light. You came to Earth to experience joy and expand your consciousness. And I would be happy to be your guide or your mentor on that journey because you can do it. You can do it.
If you'd like to connect with Kathy Pickett, again, extraordinary speaker, mentor, registered nurse, certified health practitioner, and author of On Becoming You, you can do that by going to her website, which is kathypickett.com. We're going to spell that for you. Her name, Kathy, is spelled K-A-T-H-I, and then Pickett is P-I-C-K-E-T-T. So kathypickett.com. Thank you very much for joining us, Kathy. This was an extraordinary conversation.
Oh, my pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. The 30 minutes always goes by in a New York minute, but hopefully we will expand more. I would really welcome that, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you today on Close Up Radio.
I've enjoyed speaking with you, Jim. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for your time as well, Kathy. Everybody, again, isn't she extraordinary? Very. compassionate, empathetic, knowledgeable, experienced, and I encourage you to connect with her. Go to KathyPickett.com. This is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, thanks for listening to this episode of Close Up Radio. Don't move an inch. Grab a cup of coffee or tea. I'll be back in 30 minutes with another incredible guest on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit CloseUpTelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.